This is a true crime in real time update from True Crime Today and the Hidden Killers podcast.
It's the kind of story that at first glance might seem all too familiar. A world of glittering fame, vast wealth, and unshakable power. But as the layers begin to peel away, what lies beneath is darker, far more sinister than any Hollywood script might have imagined. At the center of it all is Sean Combs, a man whose empire was built on music, fashion, and celebrity. And now it seems that empire is being threatened by a web of allegations, claims of sexual abuse, coercion, and complicity. This is the story of how the names behind the headlines came to be entwined in this growing scandal. Among the names, some are surprising. Key players in the entertainment world who now find themselves caught in the crosshairs of serious accusations. The accusations, of course, remain allegations until proven otherwise, but the picture they paint is disturbing. For the individuals named in these lawsuits, it's a story that demands explanation, defense, and, perhaps most of all, truth. We begin with Jimmy Iovine, a man known to many as the co-founder of Interscope Records, a legend in the music industry. Iovine's work with artists such as Dr. Dre, Eminem, and U2 has cemented his status as one of the most influential figures in music. But now Iovine finds himself named in a lawsuit involving Diddy, albeit not for something he allegedly did, but for what he allegedly did not do. The lawsuit brought by singer Don Richard claims that Iovine was present at a party where Diddy physically assaulted his then-girlfriend, Cassie Ventura. Richard alleges that during this gathering, Iovine witnessed Diddy punch Ventura in the stomach. What makes this allegation so damning is not just the act itself, but the implication that Iovine did nothing to intervene. Worse still, the lawsuit suggests that Iovine continued to move forward with business deals between Interscope Records and Diddy's Bad Boy Entertainment, despite allegedly being aware of Diddy's violent tendencies. If that weren't enough, Iovine faced his own separate legal troubles in 2022 when an unnamed woman accused him of sexual abuse and harassment under New York's Adult Survivors Act. While that case was later dropped, the allegations have only added to the scrutiny now placed on him. NPR reached out to Interscope and Iovine's representatives for comment, but thus far there has been silence, a silence that for many speaks volumes. And then there's Kid Cudi, the rapper who changed the sound of hip-hop and inspired a generation of musicians with his emotionally raw lyrics and innovative style. Cudi's involvement in this saga stems from his romantic relationship with Ventura in 2011, a relationship that, according to Ventura's lawsuit, allegedly set off a series of violent reactions from Diddy. Ventura claims that when Diddy discovered emails between her and Cudi, he allegedly became enraged. The lawsuit details how Diddy physically attacked her, hitting and kicking her in a fit of jealousy. But it didn't end there. In 2012, according to Ventura's lawsuit, Diddy allegedly told her that he wanted to blow up Kid Cudi's car while the rapper was at home. A chilling claim made more unsettling by the fact that Cudi later corroborated this story, telling the New York Times that his car did indeed explode in his driveway around that same time. Cudi has confirmed this strange and terrifying event, but has remained relatively silent about the specifics of the lawsuit. Whether or not more details will emerge remains to be seen, but the incident has certainly added another layer of complexity to the case. Next, we turn to Karesha Brownlee, better known by her stage name Young Miami, one half of the popular rap duo City Girls and someone who has been romantically linked to Diddy in recent years. For Young Miami, the connection to this case is both personal and, by her account, misunderstood. On her Revolt TV show, Karesha Please, she addressed the accusations that have surfaced against her ex, stating that she had no knowledge of the alleged abuse. "I don't know that person, and that wasn't my experience," she said in August 2023. But despite her public denial, Young Miami's name surfaced in a lawsuit filed against Diddy just 1 month later. In September, an unnamed woman accused Diddy of forcing her to travel and perform for him between 2021 and 2024. The lawsuit alleges that much of this travel was arranged by Diddy's chief of staff, Christina Coram. The plaintiff also claimed that in 2022, after she discovered she was pregnant, and informed Diddy Young Miami allegedly harassed her. The lawsuit claims that Young Miami repeatedly called the plaintiff, pressuring her to get an abortion, and that the stress allegedly led to the woman suffering a miscarriage. Young Miami has not been named as a co-defendant in the lawsuit, but the allegations surrounding her are serious nonetheless. NPR reached out to her representatives for comment, but no response has been provided thus far. For now, she remains silent on the specifics of the case, leaving much to the imagination. At the center of this legal storm is Texas attorney Tony Busby, a man known for his relentless courtroom style and his taste for high-profile cases. Busby's involvement in the Diddy case became official on October 1st, 2024, when he held a press conference announcing that his firm would be filing at least 120 individual civil lawsuits against Diddy in the coming weeks. The biggest secret in the entertainment industry that wasn't really a secret at all has finally been revealed to the world, Busby said during the press conference. The wall of silence has been broken and victims are coming forward. Busby's aggressive stance is nothing new. In the past, he has represented women who sued football player Deshaun Watson for sexual misconduct, and he also defended Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton during his impeachment trial in 2023. Both cases garnered significant media attention, with Busby often taking center stage. His media-savvy approach is well known. During Paxton's trial, Busby famously took issue with how photographers captured his appearance in court, even criticizing the coverage of his tan. But this is far from the first high-profile legal case Busby has taken on. In addition to representing the victims of the deadly AstroWorld Festival crowd surge in 2021, Busby has been involved in a variety of other major civil cases, including property development and political ventures. In 2019, he self-funded a run for mayor of Houston against Democratic incumbent Sylvester Turner and later ran for Houston City Council in 2023. Both races ended in defeat, but Busby's high profile in the legal community has remained intact. For Busby, the lawsuits against Diddy represent more than just another legal battle. They represent a reckoning for the entertainment industry. As more victims step forward, the walls surrounding Diddy's alleged behavior are beginning to crumble. Whether or not Busby can deliver on his promise to bring justice to over 100 alleged victims remains to be seen, but his track record suggests that he's prepared to fight this battle all the way to the finish. As the lawsuits make their way through the courts, the names we've explored, Jimmy Iovine, Kid Cudi, Young Miami, and Tony Busby, will no doubt continue to surface. For now, the details remain allegations, and each of these figures will have to face the consequences of being attached to one of the most high-profile cases in recent memory. But as with all stories like this, there is a deeper truth still waiting to be revealed. How far did the alleged abuse and coercion extend? And what role did those in Diddy's inner circle allegedly play in protecting or enabling that behavior? These are the questions that remain unanswered. And as the legal proceedings continue, the answers may come to light. Whether they're ready for those answers is another matter entirely.
In a world where the darkest secrets lie just beneath the surface.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence says otherwise.
Where hidden killers roam unnoticed in the shadows.
Well, I think you would definitely be looking at a blend of toxic, very bad narcissistic personality traits, and they will be vengeful and possibly resort to violence.
Join Tony Bruschi as he uncovers the truth behind the most chilling cases.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence clearly says otherwise.
Each episode, we dig deep into the minds of those who commit the unthinkable.
To your point on narcissism, he thinks in his own mind how witty he is.
Yeah.
But he lost that jury. I was done with him in 2 minutes.
From unsolved mysteries to infamous crimes.
Geez, you've just talked about how you taught yourself how to do everything under the sun. I bet you did a YouTube video, How to Best Kill Somebody with a Knife.
Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi takes you where few dare to go.
How does someone with such a dark secret go unnoticed for so long?
With multiple new episodes every single day.
We're not just telling stories, we're seeking justice.
Listen now on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.